It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, with graduations and various special events now taking place, there are additional opportunities for us to promote the Buy American Made campaign. With more people united behind efforts to improve job opportunities for our graduates and working-age and able-bodied Americans, we see that we, the American people, are the ones that create opportunities for businesses and jobs to grow here in the United States. America's consumers can help bring about a rising demand for American-made products by directing even more of their dollars to purchase American-made first. Most importantly, there is no reason for private sector businesses not to be offered new opportunities by America's national elected leaders to reinvest in the United States of America. 35 years ago, Americans were able to have a large number of full as well as part-time jobs available within a reasonable distance from where they lived. Now, 35 years later, we continue to watch the aftermath of private sector businesses moving to foreign countries to save on operational costs, growing business regulations, taxes, and now ongoing inflation as America's leaders watch and say nothing to help keep businesses here in the United States. Since maintaining a positive business environment for America's industries has not been the focus of America's national leaders, we, the American people, continue to be called upon to ensure that industries that we have here in the United States remain vibrant. With more industries, we will have more jobs available for American workers because we, the people, are creating the demand for American-made products and services. At this point, with new technology, there is no reason why businesses in America can't get back to the business of manufacturing competitive products of every type that could and should be sold in the United States of America with a label listing them as made in the USA. Your participation is appreciated and your suggestions are always welcome. Email them to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.